Carmen, do you watch the Divas show, the Nikki Bella and Brie Bella show?
Oh, no. Total Divas?
Yeah.
No.
I don't either, although for some reason I think that should be at the top of my list.
I used to, but ever since I started watching real wrestling, I don't want it to give any.
Yeah. You don't want to know the fake stuff.
Yeah.
Don't ruin it for Carmen.
You're watching what? Collegiate wrestling? Or what are you watching?
No, real wrestling. Professional wrestling.
Oh, professional.
Mm-hmm. SmackDown. We don't have cable right now. Me and Blaine just moved, so we have to use his work phone. He has a 7 Plus for work, and so we have to watch Raw and SmackDown on that in bed. I'll cuddle that.
Mm-hmm. Don't you have Apple TV?
No, we don't have internet or cable right now.
Because they just moved.
So they haven't come to hook it up.
But with Apple TV, you could still throw it up on the screen, right? Without internet.
AirPlay.
Because if you, just AirPlay.
You don't need the Wi-Fi?
No. Not for that. Because if you have it on your video on your phone,
yeah,
you could throw it up on the screen as long as you have Apple TV and you have the AirPlay.
Yeah, no, I don't got that. I ain't got that.
I ain't got that.
I just got the balls box.
I love that.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, there's not enough days to watch. Oh, you know what hit me? I know this is going to mean nothing to you. But I took a picture of me watching Game of Thrones, and it was so much talking, and I Snapchatted it, and I wrote, trying to watch Game of Thrones, and I put Z's, like I'd fallen asleep.
Right.
Dinah wrote me back last night, and she's like, same thing with me. Keep trying to watch it, I get in, and I go, yeah, if you're not into rape and dragons, the show is not for you. Gosh. Incest, rape, and dragons.
Yeah.
Then I started watching it again.
Those are some of the things.
Yeah. I'm not knocking it. I just can't. Jumpstart it. Once I jumpstart it, I'm going to be fully in.
Mm-hmm.
I liked watching those dragons burn some stuff up. Yeah. You were right. They must spend a ton of money on the production of that show.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it looked better than any Godzilla I've seen.
Yeah.
So,
and, I mean, think of that compared to any movie you watch.
I know I keep saying that. I won't spoil it for you, but there is the end of Hard Knocks has a lot to do with Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Leave it alone. Yeah.
Watch the credits like you would in a Marvel movie.
Ooh.
Okay. All the players.
All right. I didn't hear what she said. I didn't hear what she said, so don't repeat it.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you today?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I just want to be like you.
Couldn't be.
You're smart.
Then who?
Who,
oh,
me?
My God, who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
Who, me?
Moose did.
You might as well have just jumped up in a hayfield with some Daisy Dukes on.
This is hee-haw.
Who, me?
Who, me?
Who, me?
Get out of here. Get back in your kitchen.
Hey, you think that guy grabbed Taylor Swift's ass?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Like he went under her skirt and grabbed her ass?
Yeah. I think he had somebody behind to take a picture, and he said, I'm going to give her the old...
No, because they were up in a backdrop.
Yeah, but I went there, somebody standing behind. I think there was somebody standing behind them.
No, they were up in a backdrop. It was him, her, and then somebody else. And they got a picture of him with his hand behind her.
Right.
But it doesn't look like it's necessarily up her dress. I believe her. Why would she say different, you know? But she's suing him back.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures of the court sketch artist?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's been some really good ones lately. They have multiple sketch artists, I guess, in the court for different cases. You can tell... Like they had Martin Shkreli, the guy who raised the price of AIDS drug.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of court reporters in there for his thing where it looked normal, and yet so that made him look like a devil sitting there, and you could tell who's biased. And but I'm pretty sure you could draw a better picture of
Oh, don't make it like that. Like a normal
person. No, I'm saying you're a better artist.
But I'm an artist.
Yeah. I didn't say we could have drawn it, but I said you, because you're a better artist. Well, you're somebody who's painted before.
But I'm an artist.
Right. when are we doing Paint Word and Twist again?
I don't know. You and I were serious. I think that would be fun to go and do it. And stuff.
I was serious.
I don't want the other idiots going that, make it a joke.
Not you. You. You got to turn your microphone on. Don't talk without your microphone.
I was on mushrooms. That's not really fair.
So was I.
Very intensely painting.
And I liked it.
And then I drew a bunch of inappropriate things on John's painting, which he was upset about. So I had a blast.
I'm ready to try it again.
Okay.
All right. Maybe we'll do it during the... during the McGregor Mayweather fight, in my house.
We can paint the rocks.
Paint the fight.
We can paint the rocks.
See somebody painting rocks? Joe, can you get that off the show Instagram? Somebody painted the Mike Calta Show logo on rocks already.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
cool.
And they came out great.
Well, the one lady who tweeted at us and said that she and her kids do it and stuff, and had the different like cartoon characters was great.
Yeah, that's gonna be my new thing now. I'm gonna paint rocks.
I told my wife about it. She was so excited. I go, oh yeah, because we found the one on the trail, and I go, oh, look at that. I go, I wonder if like they were searching for those. That's so
was
easy
she with
to
you
find.
On the trail?
Yeah, yeah.
She running?
No. Walk. But it was so easy to find, and then it was gone the next week, whatever. But I said, maybe we can paint some, and she goes, I'm so excited. Like, she was, yeah.
Speaking of trails, I bought my son a new bike yesterday.
Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, I got home, and he was like, can you take me to buy a pump for my tire? And I went, no, you've just outgrown that bike.
Let's
just go buy a new bike. So we went and got a real bike, went to Suncoast Bikes, and got him one of them, kind of like mine, but like a little bit smaller. And it's legit. It's like
what is it? You know, a
Trek.
A Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So he can change gears and all that stuff.
Is
so
it
we
a
can,
mountain bike or is
yeah.
it? Yeah.
So cool. We can go. All we can. He's got an adjustable fork. So when he's on asphalt, he can shut it off so the hydraulics don't constantly jump around. Then we can open it up when we go off the trails.
I like
it. I'm excited, a little father son. I bought my wife a bike too for the same purposes. We could all ride together.
Yeah.
She's never sat on her bike. We're coming up on a 2 year anniversary.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nice. It's hanging in the garage. It looks wonderful.
Oh, there's the...
Oh, those
the,
are really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Joe, you're quick. I got to give you some credit, man. That's pretty good.
I wonder, is that what the water tower is going to look like?
Yeah.
What?
It is. It will be. That logo, the Mike Halter Show logo.
Well, you have and this guy paint the guy, the lady who did the rocks. I've heard paint the tower.
If someone is willing to go up there when it's raining and there's wind and all that, they're more than welcome
wind?
To go.
Wind?
Can't go up there with wind.
When has there been wind?
There's no
the wind
safety.
Hasn't moved in 3 months.
There's wind.
I will tell you, when you go up higher, there is wind.
Oh, okay.
There's no wind. Safety features up there for our painter Joel.
It's not like the floor is rotted out and it could break at any moment.
It is.
Oh,
it is.
Okay. Poor guy's walking on. Like, I'm not complaining. I passed night, and I was like, there it is. The one thing that I would do, you know, I don't know. I feel like it needs to be brightened up a little bit. Like, I feel like this was good. We just made our mark, but we need to do more. I'm not blaming the painter.
Right. Well, also, don't forget, he said he's going to have to probably do a couple of coats because you got to remember the ceiling of the tower is rusted. So whenever it rains,
it
the
rusts
rust
out.
Runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this guy's sorry he ever got involved in this project?
Yeah, absolutely do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I also think that we need to come up with some sort of lighting fixture.
For the
so
thing.
That you could see it at night.
Sure,
Look, I don't expect you to do that. I'm just saying.
I mean, we got Herc Reynolds has lighting fixtures that I'm sure they would help. You know,
I don't want to rent one for a whole year.
Wire it in and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Get a solar light.
That's actually not a bad
drill
idea.
A couple.
I'll hit up Elon Musk, get some lights up there. The
Elon
solar lights.
Musk?
Yeah, he's got the solar panels. Yeah.
Or you could just maybe, you know, go to Walmart.
I was just trying to make a joke, Alvin. I don't know why you got to
Well, you're
serious.
Making it like it's difficult to get solar.
Good God. Excuse me.
Amazon. Prime.
No, I'm not going on
solar
Amazon
lights.
Now. I'm going to Elon Musk.
Well, clearly you're not because you're never going to finish the...
Oh, here we go. What will happen first? Will he finish the water tower or will he get Aaron Carter on the air? Or, yeah, Aaron Carter.
Finish the water tower.
I'd say neither.
About 4 months from now.
Did you hear that's why you're getting fired?
I did. That's what the texts. Those are the texts and tweets I got. Numerous. A lot of people ready for me to be fired. And
really?
Oh, of course.
I'm not really being serious.
Yeah, they want. And I also got the normal, I hope you die in a fire, and I'm queer. So.
Oh, well, that part's
true. Yeah.
I got one this morning.
Did I want you to die in a fire?
No, close. Hold on. Can I read it to you?
Yeah.
I screenshot it and I put it on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MikeHalterShow. This is a pretty good one.
By the way, can I just point out that I'm drinking my water and it tastes like cherry because I got a goddamn cherry like air freshener in my car.
Uh-huh.
And it was so overpowering that I had to throw it out of my car.
What?
I couldn't even breathe in my car.
That's
like, you shouldn't be
unhealthy.
Able to. Yeah, you should not be able to make them that. My water tastes like cherry.
Right, from the air freshener.
I walked in with Holly and I was telling her and she goes, you smell like cherry. It's on my clothes. Ridiculous.
Kurt Butchberger.
Oh.
He's a attractive white trash guy.
Got a fish in his picture or a...
Spider, actually.
Oh.
He's sent me a series of texts or whatever that I've never responded to. Dude, other shows to replay. Why always you and Drew? Stupidity, bro.
He does have a point.
Love ya, but replay getting stupid. Why listen live? Okay, so I don't handle replays on this station. I don't know what they replay at different times, so I didn't even answer it. The next day, got other shows to rewind. Trophy Takers or Mo? than the next day. I'd pay to see them all get drunk together. I don't know who he's talking about. Then on Tuesday at 10:57 p.m., your product shoved down our throats horrible. Turn eye, just like radio. Thank God. Then followed with, I'm praying for you to die.
Wow. Oh. Oh, man. The one sentence that makes sense.
I don't know if that's how prayers work.
I almost wrote back, well, it's a good thing there's no God.
Yeah. Or else I'd be nervous. Is he tweeting this stuff at you?
No, this is a Facebook Messenger.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have gotten some messages where guys are like, man, I'm listening to the replay, and you're wrong, and done. And I wrote back, and I go, what's the problem? And they go, oh, sorry, dude, I was drunk last night. And I go, oh, okay, cool. I don't know what this guy, but Kurt Butchberger said, I'm praying for you to die.
All right, well, see if that works.
May your wishes come true. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
All right, time to check in with Galvin, Kurt. He's got a brand new. You ready, Galvin?
Yeah, it's brand new, too. Not a replay.
Good. Brand new. Open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to the guy that dresses up like Spider-Man and stands in front of the GameStop on Dale Mabry. Dear guy that dresses up like Spider-Man and stands in front of the GameStop on Dale Mabry. Seriously? I got bad news, everyone. I think Spider-Man's dying.
Oh.
At least that's what it looked like when I was stopped at a red light and saw what looked to be a grown man having heat stroke while struggling to wear a child's medium-sized Spider-Man costume. Are you guys even trying? Now, I'm an adult, and I know that when you get bit by a spider, the only thing that happens is you get a itchy red mark, or sometimes you have to go to the hospital. There are kids in the back of cars driving by that think Spider-Man is real, until they see this jerk-off struggling to keep his costume on. I'm sure this wasn't this guy's dream job. He may have made some bad choices that put him on this path, but with great savings on video games comes great responsibilities. So put a little effort into your work. I don't own any comic books, but I have seen every Spider-Man movie, and for the life of me, I can't recall a Spider-Man scene where he had his mask halfway off his head while he was bent over at the waist and texting while looking over his shoulder to see if his boss was watching. Speaking of the boss, he has some explaining to do with this. Either buy some new larger costumes or hire some skinnier sign holders. You can't have it both ways. Because it's not like the Spider-Man costume was an accident. I also saw this guy struggling to fit into the Iron Man suit. I haven't seen someone I'd less like to see in the Iron Man suit since Pepper Potts wore it in Iron Man 3. So, if you want to sell some video games, either sign guy has to go on a diet, or the owner has to buy some new costumes. Might I suggest Mario? You just slap a mustache and some overalls on your guy. He's already got the body for it. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to the guy that dresses up like Spider-Man and stands in front of GameStop on Dale Mabry.
I've not seen this guy.
He, struggling, one sleeve off, like he has the Spider-Man costume on like this. Benno.
Oh, it gets hot out there,
like,
Galvin.
Wiping his face, and it's like it's all open on the side, and it's stretched because it's a little kid's one.
And he's black?
Oh. I don't think Spider-Man's black under there. But he's got a big gut, and he's like all hunched over and stuff, and he's just looking around. And I'm like, come on, Spidey.
Get it together.
Yeah, it is terrible.
You're scaring the kids now.
Terrible.
That's great. The Guns N' Roses played at the Marlins Park last night.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm noticing some pictures of people that have pretty good shots on their Facebook pages. I'm telling you right now, I've never seen Axl Rose and Les McCurdy in the room together.
Oh, yeah.
Axl Rose looks just like Les McCurdy.
He does look like.
And that
like
is no insult to Les McCurdy. Same hat, same any sort of headgear. Les, who owns McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota, he's your average normal-looking guy, and Axl Rose has grown into him. He looks just like him. It's hilarious.
I think Les, though, probably in better shape.
Yeah, for sure. Better human being all around.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad human beings, David Harb is here from the Amphitheater in Live Nation, which means he has tickets to give away for you folks. We'll see what he's got coming. I know that there was a list today, I think, in the Tampa Bay Times about upcoming concerts. That I don't know if they announced some new ones or what, but I know John Mayer is Sunday. We got a lot of things to get to. And Harb usually always has tickets. We'll play a little game. We'll do that next.
The Mike Kelta Show on 102.5 The Bone.